It's time for Friday Follies, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance recommended.
This is Comedy Forecast, episode 608, Main Street Undermined, chapter 13.
The Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog-ear this for now.
The Comedy Forecast, April Podcast Today, Spectacular, is sponsored by its Patreon patrons. Thank you.
Chapter 13. Sounds like a bad idea.
In our last chapter, things were getting worse everywhere we turned. In the tiny hamlet of Placeholder, Torpil and Bryn Dunsel were barely speaking to each other. Torpil had even used tape to split the interior of their bungalow in half. In Grassside Green, outrageous tolls were beginning to stifle the all-too-brief period of growth the town had enjoyed. And in Middling Fair, the so-called Deputy Sheriff Law imposed by General Calamity when access to and from town had been shut off was making life unbearable. Wow. When do we get to move back up in this story circle? There was one brief beacon of light when reporter Buzz Scoop Crackerjack Thomas made a pirate broadcast and gave General Calamity a clear picture of how Middling Fair was collapsing. As this chapter opens, we find many prominent Middling Fair citizens and Danny Hillcrest huddled in a secret room at the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers.
Wow! I never knew realized that Middling Fair had so many secret rooms!
That's why they're secret, Danny.
I love it, and I can't wait to tell everyone about them.
Dick Bando wonders, who invited Hillcrest?
Right now, we have more important things to worry about.
I'll say, General Calamity has single-handedly wiped out my entire strategic coffee reserves. Caprica Coffee's coffee shop, coffee bar, and coffee express is practically out of coffee. I've never been out of coffee. I don't think I can handle it.
Pull yourself together, man!
Why did you slap me?
Dick Bando's hand dishes out its own brand of justice.
It's just another example of how the whole town is beginning to crack.
Yeah, as mayor, I think we're going to have to declare bankruptcy. Bail out!
Mayor Rory, there's got to be another way to... What is going on here?
Jinx it! It's the Cop Rocks!
It's all right, everyone. At ease.
Dick Bando notices that you say that all the time, yet no one is ever at ease when you are around.
Careful, General. He has a palm in his hand.
If there's one thing my military training has taught me, it's that you can drive a tank on whatever side of the road you like. Not relevant here, but still true.
I suppose we're all under arrest. Or after school detention, or whatever it is you do under this deputy sheriff law of yours.
You should be. This meeting is highly illegal.
And it's in a secret room. You'll never find us.
No one is under arrest. The pirate broadcast Buzz Thomas made was an eye-opener. I thought I was saving Middling Fair with Deputy Sheriff Law, but it looks like I was just making things worse. All my foot soldiers were afraid to tell me just how bad things were, so they made things up.
The Emperor has no clothes.
Oh! Did the Middling Fair Tailor Shop and Surfboard Bronzing Service go out of business too?
I've canceled Deputy Sheriff Law.
That's great, General, but it doesn't really change anything. We're all still cut off from the outside world.
No, we're not. Calamity issued a communications blackout. Now that it's lifted, we can call for Calamity. Why are you looking at us like that?
A few of my men took it upon themselves to make absolutely sure no one broke the blackout. They knocked down the cell towers and cut the other communication lines. All we have right now is the low-power antenna that transmits Middling Fair TV here in town.
Yeah, it's good to know that the end of the revolution can be televised.
Shh! Do you have any good news to share, Calamity?
No, But I did get a tiny bit of news from the outside, thanks to a friend that works at the Pentagon.
I love it! I know someone who works for Theater in the Round.
Hold on. How did you get a message if the lines are down?
Carrier ocelots.
Wow. We did get an answer to that one.
Anyway, my source said that things are also getting pretty desperate in Grassside Green.
How can that be?
Apparently, Bryn Dunsell has set up toll booths at the far end of town and is charging insane amounts for people entering or leaving Grassside Green.
Good. Now Dubois will get a taste of his own medicine.
Of course he will. Why wouldn't he take his own medicine? And what's wrong with him? Does he have Pangea or crochet hook?
General Calamity, Dick Bando wonders if you have a Hillcrest-sized stockade handy.
You're missing the point, Fallmucker. Dubois is in the same boat we are. And don't make a comment on that, Hillcrest.
Got it.
If we can get a meeting with him, we might be able to work together.
Work with Dubois? Never!
Whoa, never say never. Say never more. It's classier. But we need to stand on tippy toes and look beyond our differences, right? We need to remember the old saying, the enemy of my enemy is still my enemy, but our common enemy is a way to band together as enemies with benefits. Nevermore!
That's not how it...
We have to put aside our differences. Maybe putting them over there, on that shelf, next to that voodoo doll of Dick Bando.
What? Where did that come from?
And work together for the common good. No, the common great. So who's with me? I know I am.
Dick Bando is inspired to run against Mayor Rory in the next election. Still, Dick Bando agrees. If Dick Bando and the rest of you want to escape this situation, we must work with Dubois.
But I don't trust him.
None of us trust him, but we need him.
Can I say something?
I'm not sure.
Well, I was just thinking quietly out loud to myself. How are you going to talk to Mayor Dubois? I mean, the lines are down, and you can't just walk over to his office.
I'm afraid he's right. We can't just walk across placeholder.
No, but we might be able to walk under it.
What?
I've been pressing my source at the Pentagon to give me more information on that tunnel you discovered. The one with the entrance at the foundation of One Pasta Place? It turns out that the tunnel leads directly to an exit just behind Grassside Green Town Hall.
Dick Bando thinks that's very convenient.
Maybe, maybe not. There's just one huge problem.
Why did you stop?
I just thought that would be a great place for a cliffhanger.
Oh, yes, you're right, it is. What is the problem with the tunnel? Can Middling Fair and Grassside Green work together? And why is there a voodoo doll of Dick Bando in the secret room?
Don't trouble yourself over that one.
All right. But be sure to listen to the next installment, Chapter 14, That Hatch Has a Catch.
This episode featured Bonnie Kenderdine as Abby Fallmucker. The narrator was played by Gary J. Chambers.
You can support Comedy Forecast for as little as a dollar and receive episodes before everyone else. Visit patreon.com/comedyforecast, all one word, with the number 4. Thank you.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
That's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Friday Follies right here on the Mutual Audio Network. Please consider subscribing to other days of the Mutual feeds, including Monday Matinee for classic, live, and theatrical audio plays. Tuesday Terrors for horror audio drama. Wednesday Wonders, our science fiction and fantasy magazine. Thursday Thrillers for action, adventure, mystery, and crime drama. Saturday Story Circle for kids and families alike. And Sunday Showcase, bringing you the very newest in audio releases for the week from our United Artists of Audio, right here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.